Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 50. I can't even believe I can say that. This is Jen McDonald, and I am so thankful you're joining me today. And like I said, episode 50. Wow, I am just kind of in awe that we made it this far. And cheers to you for listening and continuing to listen. I can't express to you how much I appreciate it. So in honor of episode 50, I'm going to be doing a little giveaway, but more about that in just one moment. First, remember that you can find the show notes and the complete show archive at millspousematters.com, as well as any resources mentioned on the show. Just click the podcast tab to find it all. And if you love the podcast, please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and then share it with someone else you think also might enjoy it. And of course, I would be so grateful if you left a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening. You can connect with me on Instagram and Facebook, mostly Instagram, at Mill Spouse Matters, where I will be sharing some behind the scenes looks, things that are going on, things about the show. Also, all the giveaways are hosted on Instagram. Now, you know, I like to give listener shout outs when you guys reach out to me. And I've gotten a couple of really nice notes lately. So the first one is an email from Shannon, and she said, "Just wanted to say hello and let you know I recently discovered your podcast and am really enjoying the rich and high quality content. I am a 20-year mill spouse currently stationed at NAS Fallon and am working on my doctorate. I am working diligently in my program to research military family life and military connected children. I recently referred to your podcast on a course discussion board as an example of a resource educators could pass on to their military families, or just to get a glimpse into the challenges, concerns, and gifts of military life. Thank you for the time and effort you put into creating these. Sincerely, Shannon." Thank you, Shannon, for that sweet note. I am really grateful that you took the time to share your thoughts and also sharing the podcast with other people. That's pretty awesome. I really appreciate that. Here's a note from Instagram from Amber. She says, "Hi, Jen. I am a mill spouse of just about 16 years now, and we've just moved for the, I don't know, 13th, 14th time. Anyway, I found your podcast on a particularly trying and frustrating day. I literally Googled encouraging Christian military spouse. I found your podcast, ordered your book, and have been so grateful for your wisdom and heart for ladies trying to do their best in this military lifestyle. Thank you, Amber." These notes really do make my day, and I appreciate them so, so very much. So today, I am super excited to be talking to Kaylee Brown from Military Wild, and they are an outdoor military community, and their whole goal is to bring spouses together and make friends and go on adventures, and you're going to just love her. I just know it. She's so fun, and she obviously loves what Military Wild is doing. But before we get there, I am doing a giveaway, like I said, in honor of the 50th episode. So what I'm giving away is the first one will be a bundle with my book and then some goodies from Military Wild. And they are offering a free lifetime membership, and it includes an official Military Wild patch, sticker, website access, exclusive discounts on events, first looks at merch and limited edition patches, and access to their community perks program. And it's valued at $25. And that will come with a copy of my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, in either Kindle or print edition. So that's a pretty cool little gift. And then I will also be giving away just 4 more of my books, either Kindle or print, to 4 different people. So that giveaway will be on Instagram, so go take a look for it there. All right, good luck in the giveaway. I think that's it for now. Let's move on to my talk with Kaylee Brown from Military Wild. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Thanks for listening. So, hey, everybody, welcome to this episode. Today, I am talking to Kaylee Brown of Military Wild, and I'm so excited to chat with her and bring the information about her organization to you. So, here is a little bit about Kaylee. Kaylee Brown is a co-founder and the current vice president of the outdoor military community, Military Wild. She is currently the ambassador for their Kansas chapter. A born and bred New Englander, she has been blessed to have the opportunity to live all over the world with her partner, Sarah, who serves in the U.S. Air Force. When not leading hikes for military families around her current home at Fort Leavenworth, she loves to take walks with her rescue pup, Hootie, volunteer with the USO, and also teaches military spouse painting classes. You can find out more and connect with Military Wild at militarywild.com, as well as Instagram and Facebook as at Military Wild. And we will put all the links in the show notes, as always, so you can find out more. So welcome, Kaylee.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, it just sounds like you're doing some awesome things. So maybe just more than the bio, I love the dog name Hootie. That's so cute.
After the blowfish.
Of course. So maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as a military spouse.
So my partner, Sarah, and I, we met while Sarah was stationed at Wright-Patt in Ohio. And you know, it just kind of was love at first sight. I don't think either of us were really planning on that. And it was this great surprise. And we've just been traveling the world ever since. We recently PCS'd back to the States after a couple of years on Guam.
Oh yeah.
And we had these like great dreams and visions of what that would be like to finally be back here.
Then COVID.
Current events have like slightly kept us from that homecoming we had imagined. But I mean, really, it's just been such a relief to be back when things like what's going on today are happening and you're 8,000 miles from family and our parents are older. It's just a lot of stress and anxiety. So we're happy to be back. Like you said, I do lead lots of hikes, but when I'm not doing that, I'm a full-time nanny of a 7-month-old sweet baby boy that I love like my own. And I'm just keeping myself busy while we're here in Leavenworth. It's just for a year. So I feel like time is flying. I'm not even sure where it's going.
Well, as far as Guam goes, I think people, if you haven't been there, because we talked about this before, mm-hmm. we were stationed on Guam and it was, people kind of think, oh, it's kind of over there by Hawaii. And it's like, you know, you go to Hawaii and then you get on a flight for another 8 hours past Hawaii and like almost to the Philippines. And that's Guam.
Yes, exactly.
You're a little speck in the ocean. Yeah.
As someone that's terrified of flying, I will not miss that 13-hour flight from Tokyo. White knuckled the whole time.
It's remote. It's gorgeous. I didn't tell you this and I might cut this out, but when I was growing up, my grandparents actually went there as teachers.
Oh my gosh.
Lived and worked on Guam. And I remember my whole life, because I was too little to remember. Mm-hmm. My whole life I grew up hearing about it. I had little stuff they'd brought me. And so they both passed away. But when we were stationed there, I was able to go to a couple of the places that they'd been. That was so meaningful.
Incredible. That's a really amazing story because that's just so rare. I mean, a lot of people don't even know where Guam is.
And I was asking somebody that was from there. I was like, so now where is Inarahan? And they're like, how would you know where that is? I said, my grandparents taught there. So we did. We went and saw the school. It was really cool. So we absolutely loved Guam. We had a great experience there. It's a great place if you like to be outdoors.
It really is. It really is. That is maybe the only option while you're there is to love the outdoors. So,
yep. If not, you are out of luck. You're not going to have a good time.
No, it's going to be a long 2 years.
You know, I had a friend that when we lived there, I'd go knock on her door and she'd answer the door in her sweatshirt because she would turn her AC down so far because she couldn't stand the heat. Oh, she literally just stayed inside the whole time we were there. Yeah,
we did. Like, we were fortunate enough where the condo that we lived in had this like massive backup generator. And so even in the worst typhoons, we never lost power once. And we had friends that would sit in the sweltering heat of their powerless home for weeks.
We did. Well, we were on base though. We went through
We'll talk later. Yes. Yeah, we went through some stuff living there. We had, in fact, we were in a super typhoon, and then just as the power was getting reconnected to the base, we got hit with another one. So this is my husband. He was like, I mean, how many people can say they've gone through two typhoons in 1 week? It's like, who wants to, you weirdo?
Yeah, not quite the goal that I was looking for while we were here.
Absolutely.
I feel it is a wild ride.
It is. It is in a very unique location and super cool.
Yes.
But yeah. Well, getting outdoors, that's your guys' passion for Military Wild. And I know this year is such a strange year, and I think it may be more important than ever. So maybe tell us a little bit about how Military Wild started.
Yeah, it is a wild year. And getting outside, I feel like, is maybe one of the few lifelines we have to kind of keeping our sanity. And it started with myself and a few of my now very near and dear best friends. All of our first PCS adventures were Guam. So the first time any of us had left the country. Yeah. Any of us had left the country, a lot of us, this was our first kind of adventure into military life. And I would say that any duty station for your first time is always a learning curve, but Guam or overseas in general, I would imagine, is just very challenging. And, I would say that when I got there, I'm a pretty outgoing and forward person, and I still had massive isolation issues for the first 5 months that I was there. And the other girls had two. And so Military Wild started out of not us wanting to do something fun like what it is now. It really started out as a necessity of us almost begging for a community to kind of fall into for support while you're so far away from your friends and your family. And so we started doing these hikes casually, seeing if there was any other kind of attention from other spouses. And it's really just like what they tell you in like the storybooks, it just grew before we could even know what to do with it. And now we have chapters all across the country. We have a couple in Texas. We have a bunch in Washington, Virginia, Alabama, Kansas. We have one coming up in Florida, one coming up in Ohio. We have an ambassador that just applied for Japan, and we have roughly 4,000 members.
That's incredible.
Military families that have found their community through Military Wild. And that's what gets us out of bed in the morning. We love like how you feel as spouse wellness, and military family wellness is something that we really live for and thrive on. And so it started out as a necessity, and then it's turned into just this incredible passion project that we pour our hearts and souls into to give military members an option to find their community and their people.
And I think once you've lived through that loneliness, like you were saying when you first got to Guam, that feeling of just not knowing anybody and being so alone, you never want anybody else to feel that way if you can help in some way.
Right.
So I think that's where a lot of us older, you're not older, but me, like, you look back and you just, that's why we do what we do.
Exactly.
It's so important, that community.
Yes. Yeah. And I think a lot of, and I'll talk about just spouses, but Military Wild is actually an everybody group. So we always make sure that everybody knows we welcome all military affiliated families. You could be active duty, you could be a veteran, you could have separated, and we will always welcome you with open arms.
How about military parents? See, I'm in that I'm a retiree spouse, but I'm also now a military parent. Have you had any military parents?
You know, there's always a little bit of a gray area, especially like on Guam. We have like FAA members asking if they can join. We are not anybody to shun anybody away. We'll always take into account if you have a son or daughter that's in the military and you're looking for a way to kind of join that community and get some sense of knowing what they're going through, we're more than happy to have you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It just sounds like an incredible community. So
it really is. I might be a little biased, but I mean, there have been a few times where I've started crying about how insanely in love I am with it.
That's so cool. Well, I think somebody might hear about it or maybe look at your site and you see all these people and these like amazing adventures and be a little intimidated. So is there a certain type that tends to join, like a real athletic type, or is it kind of run the gamut of people looking to just be outdoors and get more fit? Just maybe speak to that a little bit.
So that is honestly A, such a great question, and B, one of my favorites to answer, because I find that no matter how outgoing or socially brave anybody might be, there are still going to be these moments or these opportunities, especially as a spouse, that seem so intimidating or anxiety inducing. It could be anything. It could be me pushing the stroller with the baby I watch every day and passing a group of spouses and not knowing to say hi or not, and like sweating in a cold sweat, wondering if they think I'm awkward or weird.
It never goes away.
No, it doesn't. No matter how like personable you are.
When my children were young and their dad was deployed, the bedtime routine could become something of a struggle, to say the least. Does your child also have separation anxiety, fears from moving, stress over deployments, nightmares, or trouble sleeping alone? This award-winning product can help. It's called the Magical Order of Brave Nights, and it was designed to help children cope with fear. It was created by a school psychologist who's also a military spouse. She came up with this product during one of her husband's deployments in order to help her own son, who was struggling to adjust to life without his daddy. The Brave Nights kit comes with three unique products: the storybook that highlights themes of love, friendship, and courage, and tells the tale of the Brave Knights. Next is the sweet, lovable teddy bear, Sir William the Brave Knight. Each night, children tell Sir William their fears and worries, giving up that burden to their Brave Knight so they sleep soundly while he stays on guard to protect them. The last and most magical part of the kit is a projecting flashlight that shines 8 images under the beds, in the closet, or on the walls to clear their room of anything that once scared them. I wish I would have had this when my own kids were young. The Brave Nights kit has won 3 prestigious awards: the 2020 Product of the Year Award for Fear and Anxiety from the Creative Child magazine, the Mom's Choice Gold Level Award, and the Tilly Wig Parents' Choice Award. Sir William the Brave Knight was designed to reduce bedtime stress and make the nightly routine enjoyable for parent and child. He also teaches children how to overcome their fears and encourages self-confidence. He'll be your child's new forever friend. You'll be interested to know that the company is veteran and military spouse-owned, and they give a portion of all their sales to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation to help military families out when they need it most. Get a Brave Knights kit for your little prince or princess at their website, magicalorderofbravenights.com, or on Amazon. There's a coupon code for 15% off on their website, and it's simply all caps, Sir William. Sweet dreams are just a click away.
So I always tell this quick story where when I had moved to Guam, I had met a woman in the first few months who was pretty much the only other person that I knew. I had heard a little bit about some of these other girls that were hiking, and I think at that point I was just so desperate to find something that I was like, okay, well, I love getting outdoors and these girls seem cool, and it's like a Facebook event, so it must be a thing. And I asked this woman that I had been acquaintances with, and I said, hey, I'm thinking about going to join this hike. Maybe you want to come with me since we know each other, and then we'll have each other as kind of, you know, support. Right. And she got this really negative face, like facial expression. And she said, oh, no, I heard that they're all petite, blonde spouses, and it's very clicky, and I don't think it would be right for us to go. And I got a little nervous, and I was like, oh, I mean, no one's called me petite since I was 13. So I was like, I'm not fit. You know, I love to get outside, but I don't have fancy gear, and I haven't backpacked thousands of miles. So I wouldn't call myself a professional outdoors person. You know, we went our separate ways that day, and the next day my alarm went off to join this hike. And I was like, I'm not going to go. It's not a thing. And I don't know really what pushed me, but I got in the car, I drove to the trailhead, and I sat there giving myself this pep talk, which is something I probably would have made my mother do, except for the time zone change. So she wasn't able to help me. Yeah. And I just talked myself into it. And I never looked back from that moment. I joined that group. Everybody was so welcoming. Everybody was looking for their people. Everybody was looking for their place. No one made me feel uncomfortable. And the people that I hiked with on that very first hike are people that I still love to this day. And that was years ago.
And is that the group that started Military Wild, or is that something?
It was some of the girls. Oh, okay. And then myself went on to start Military Wild because we just had formed such a love for it. And so I can't possibly, if there's anything I can express, you do not need to be a certain shape. You do not need to be a certain type. You do not need to have fancy gear. You can throw your tennis shoes on. You can sit in your car in the parking lot, give yourself a pep talk and show up, and we will treat you like we have known you since the day we were born. You are going to be our friend and our family. And all we care about is getting outside, doing it safely, and making memories.
That's awesome. That makes me want to cry, because I think we've all been that spouse that sat in the back of an event or. Yeah.
And it's just heartbreaking. And I remember, like you had said, I remember how heartbreaking it felt to feel that sense of, oh my God, am I going to belong? You know, am I going to fit in? And then I don't want any spouse to ever feel that. Right. I don't want them to sit in their car wondering if they're good enough. Everybody in our military community is good enough to join us for a hike. We will never turn you away. We actually always include every single detail we can think of for our hikes beforehand. So everybody will always know how many miles to expect, the difficulty, if they can bring their strollers, if they can bring their carriers for their littles, if it's handicap accessible, if it is going to involve water. We have had, and like, this is one of the stories where I always have to think about something that's not going to make me cry, but we have spouses that haven't known how to swim and have taken lessons to be able to join us.
Because
they were so excited about the opportunity. And, or spouses in another case that didn't take lessons, but trusted us enough to wear a life jacket and let us be in the water with her, which is one of the most incredible things that you can trust somebody to do with you. So really, I mean, I can't possibly express enough how inclusive we strive to be every single day.
I might have to find out if there's one in my area and go meet up with them. Seriously.
It is really, or you could be an ambassador. I could maybe talk you into that since we love you so much.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't want to lead hikes up mountains? What are you trying to tell me?
There's no mountains here, so I could do hikes. We hike all the time. Yeah. Oh, well, talk about some of the events and hikes. Like, do you guys train for anything together? Is it just more like kind of just getting together and getting outside? Like, it's not like
a lot on the more casual side as far as everybody has typically, every chapter is a little bit different. So I'll just talk about the Kansas chapter, but the other trail lead, Shelby, and I will typically put out a schedule at the beginning of the month. And we are really fortunate in Kansas to have so many bases here. And our members are not just in Leavenworth, but they're at McConnell, they're at Whiteman, they're at Leonard Wood. Yeah. And, you know, we try to get to all of them. So tomorrow at 6 a.m., I'll be driving a couple hours to Whiteman, and we will be leading a hike there. We just had a pie bake-off last weekend at a local winery that was so much fun.
Okay, sign me up for that.
Yes. Pie and hiking. Sarah was like, I will be a judge, thank you. How kind of you. Thank you. We have yoga events on the trail. We had a plant your own class, and we always try to utilize local businesses. So that's another thing that's really close to our hearts. We want the local businesses that are in the communities that we call home to also thrive alongside us. So any event we have, we will always, you know, if we can find a local spouse that teaches yoga, we'll use her to teach our class. Mm-hmm. For our planting class, where we let members pick their own succulents and then plant them and paint their pots, we found a local nursery that really loved that extra boom in business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we have multiple events. We have lots of family-friendly events. We have some harder, more challenging. As a military spouse that doesn't have children, I take great pride in events that are also for people without children so that everybody gets an opportunity. So
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's interesting. I've had some listeners reach out to me and say, we need to talk more about resources for spouses that don't have kids.
Yeah.
So that's great that you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
It's true.
I really do like to think that we have a little bit of something for everybody. And we always have a great time and there's no pressure. You know, I mean, typically if we have an event that does require a fee, it's $5. We are a pending nonprofit. So any money that we pull in, we always do everything we can to make sure it goes back into our organization, back into our members, making sure that they get these great experiences. And, you know, we just keep kind of going from there. Obviously, with the pandemic going on, we have been rerouting our plans and doing a lot of virtual activities. We recently just hosted a quarantine challenge within our Guam chapter and our Washington chapter, where we gave our members lists of challenges to do. And okay. It was so much fun seeing them going out with family members and staying safe. And maybe it was making a team flag that represented their family, or maybe it was writing a nice note to a frontline worker thanking them, or maybe it was surprising somebody with an act of kindness. And so that was a really great thing that we did recently. And just, we really come up with ways to get our community involved with each other.
It sounds like it. It's so creative. I love it. Well, I wonder, I'm just thinking, like, as a person, if I'm a young military spouse and I've arrived somewhere and I'm hearing this and it sounds really great. So maybe take me through, if I were trying to, you know, go to your site and connect, what would that look like as far as finding an event, and then what, you know, does somebody reach out to them, or how does that work?
We have a couple of options. We are always available. Our doors are always open. So in any event where you can't find what you're looking for, our email is everywhere. So you can always reach out. We're more than happy to help. Mm-hmm. If you move to a place where there is not a Military Wild chapter established, we are so happy to receive ambassador applications, which are opportunities for maybe a spouse that doesn't have a full-time job and is looking for a way to get out into their community. It's maybe somebody that's looking for more volunteer hours, and you can start your own chapter. If there is not a chapter and you don't want to be an ambassador, we are more than happy to assist you in finding local hikes. We never recommend hiking alone, so we'll always do our best to connect you with a buddy. We have a great Facebook chat page called Military Wild Outdoor Community. And that is for anybody military affiliated. It does not have to be where a chapter is. And that's for our members to be able to reach out to each other. So it could be saying, hey, I just moved to Utah and there's no Military Wild chapter here, but I'm looking for an easy rated hike. Has anybody been here? Does anybody have any information? And then we love seeing other spouses reaching out or other active duty saying, I know Utah really well. Let me reach out to you and I'll let you know about some options. If there is a chapter where you are stationed, then it is not mandatory, but there is membership that you could purchase. It's $25 for life. You get a really great patch that we love and adore and designed that our members love to take pictures with when they have reached goals or they're out on the trail and they have a great view.
I've seen that on your Instagram. I love you guys' Instagram. It's really cute.
So much fun. And so, yeah, you can join. Like I said, membership is not mandatory unless you're at our Guam chapter. And that's just to keep our numbers safe on each hike. Okay. But outside of that, you can join our chapter page on Facebook. It's always Military Wild and the state. So you would join that and then you'll see the hiking schedule and you'll go from there.
And it really has grown. You said, what year did you start it in?
We only started less than 2 years ago.
So 2 years, you're all over the world. You've got all these amazing hikes and connections and help. I think that is the military spouse spirit right there. I love it so much.
We are just so blessed. I mean, I can't even put it into words how gracious our community is and how welcoming. And I'm just so proud of everybody that makes our community up. And
well, and it speaks to the fact that you're really filling a need. That was a need that was there. Mm-hmm. And it's a creative, great way to fill it because people need to get outside. They need to connect with each other. And you've just married those two things so well. That's incredible.
It does feel really good. And I think you could probably attest to this too, is I think a lot of new incoming spouses that have no military family or military life experience.
Yeah.
They're looking at other more seasoned spouses to gauge how do I do this? How do I make this happen? Make this work? How do I create roots where it's almost impossible some days to have roots. And we pride ourselves on being an example of how we want others to treat each other in our community. Yeah. So it's welcoming others with open arms. It's being there to help when someone needs support. It's showing everyone how amazing the outdoors can be and how you can use that as a chance to regroup. You know, if you are going through a deployment that is draining you and you miss your other half, go out with us on a hike, take a break, laugh, make some memories. I am the clumsiest person in the world. And I frequently am the person that is like rolling down an entire mountain in front of everybody with my like shirt over my head and sticks in my hair. And, you know, even though I'm like mostly making sure I'm in one piece, it's also so nice when everybody kind of has that moment of brevity and they're like, oh, it is fun to be outside. Like yeah. There's Kaylee rolling down a mountain and you know, this is not so bad.
Oh my gosh, you're my soul sister. I do that kind of stuff all the time. And I'm just like, this is what I'm here for. It's just to lighten the mood.
Yeah,
I have
you're
tripped
all welcome.
Walking into a, like an event. I've done all kinds, like, yeah. It's
oh, it never ends. I, you know, at this point, if I don't fall, I'm scared about what's going to happen. So,
but you have to laugh about it. But, and I think it like breaks the ice and makes other people feel like, see, we did it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or if you're a really good friend of mine, you'll stop and take a picture of it while it's happening. I have a whole album of those.
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't know if you have any real life stories of some connections made or funny or poignant moments that you've seen. You've shared a couple, but I didn't know if you had more that you wanted to share with listeners.
I would say maybe something that's been poignant, that's touched me personally, is I know that I kind of ebb and flow with a little bit of just depression. You know, some days it's hard for some of us to have the energy to get out of bed. You're dealing with a lot. I know that I dealt with some moments like that on Guam in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Even when I got to Kansas and I was finally back in the States, I still had that overwhelming few weeks where I'm like, oh, I have to start over. I have to meet new friends. I have to embed myself again in a community.
And it's exhausting. Yeah.
And a woman wrote us the most beautiful email about how she just had been having the hardest time getting out of bed in the morning. And with her kids being in school, it was all she could do. And then she said that she worked up the courage, joined us for a hike. And now she feels like she has something to look forward to. It gets her out of bed in the morning. She has a new purpose. She knows that people look forward to seeing her. She knows that she has this great part of her day. And then it sets the track for how she's going to have the rest of her day.
That's awesome.
We get so many stories like that. And it really fills my heart with so much joy. Not to sound like the sappy, you know, type two that I am, but, I am. And then as far as funny, man, there are just so many moments of people kind of learning more about themselves on the trail. You know, it could be anything from realizing that there's no bathrooms on trail to, you know, animals. I know on Guam, we have one of my very best friends who leads hikes on Guam for Military Wild now. She is deathly afraid of frogs. And
that's the wrong place to be. Exactly. I thought you were going to say something else, frogs.
No, oh my gosh. It is the silliest fear ever. And
they're huge. They're like a dinner plate size.
Massive cane toads. And so going up a trail at sunrise when it's dark and they're all coating the trail, she would just be clinging to me like glue and just like shrieking in my ear, making that noise that your mom yells at you for making in the car, where she'd be like gasping every 3 seconds. And I'm like booting these things out of the way, gently. I love all animals, but I'm slowly kicking them out of the way. And she's like hyperventilating next to me. So we have lots of little moments like that.
That's awesome.
And it really just sets the tone for a lot of memory making for sure.
I love it. This is just a question for myself.
Yeah.
Do you find kind of an average age of people that come, or is it kind of running the gamut? Because you were talking about like some younger spouses looking for seasoned spouses. So it sounds to me like you have kind of all ages, or does it tend to be younger?
We're so fortunate. It's really all over the map. It's really nice. I know that sometimes, like, I'm 32, and I know that there are moments where I find it hard to connect to maybe somebody that's 21 and, you know, looks okay in a crop top while I'm like trying to, you know, conceal everything on my body. But for the most part, on Guam, we actually had a couple of retirees that chose to settle on Guam when they were done with their careers.
Yeah.
And so we had like bad, you know, ASS retirees climbing mountains with us that were like 62 years old. And then we also have, you know, younger members that are in their early 20s. I mm-hmm. like to think of myself as a seasoned mid 32-year-old.
I think you're young.
Yeah.
You're young.
Yes, 88. I think 1988 feels not that far ago. But yeah, no, we have all ages, which is really nice because I really think that, again, that lends itself to being as inclusive as we possibly can.
I love it. Well, as we start to get to the end of our time, tell us a little bit about what do you think is next for Military Wild? Like, where do you see happening?
We are going to continue to try to just roll with the COVID punches and 2020 punches, where we hope to continue doing some virtual events so that our members can still feel connected to each other. We always try to find ways for everybody to get outside safely. So we'll continue to provide as much information at our chapters as we can for our members about trails that are open and making sure that they know, you know, that they're able to socially distance. And then we have an incredible, if I don't say so myself, fall merch line that is coming out shortly. So we have some adorable nice. Trail pup patches coming out for all of our beloved trail pups. They're so cute. I've already bought a couple. I think I'm going to be on a budget band soon. We have bandanas and koozies and all sorts of great things. And then we just got an entire new wave of ambassador applications. So we hope to have a couple of new chapters opening up in the next year. Like I said, Florida and Ohio are coming for mm-hmm. sure. And yeah, so we're just going to continue. I think that one of the reasons we've been so successful is we just let the universe do what it does best. You know, we put ourselves out there and we try to support our community, and it just keeps growing in all of the great ways.
I think that's awesome. I am seriously going to look to see if there's one here. I'll be the old one. But I do love hiking. We hike all the time. Yeah. And my daughter and I walk 6 miles every morning.
I saw that, and you are so impressive. I mean, you have to get up early for that kind of thing.
It takes forever. Well, I was all going to do a half marathon. I've done one, and then I keep battling injuries, and I'm finally like, maybe I just need to walk and like not worry about all this running. Well, and then they canceled it, so I felt like that was a sign. They said you could either defer your entry until the next year mm-hmm. or do it virtually, and I've done a virtual half marathon, and that is not a lot of fun. That's a long way to run by yourself.
That is a very long way to run by yourself, and I'm not a runner, so you might as well have just told me you ran to the moon. That's what it sounded like.
But I felt like, okay, that's my excuse to not have to do that this year. So we'll see next year. But
and you told me you're in Texas?
We are. We are in San Antonio area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a chapter in San Antonio. Our ambassador Jess runs it. And then we have one in El Paso.
Did I just commit myself on the show?
That's it.
I'm going to check it.
You
I'm
are
gonna
now check it out.
I will be like a, what do they call it? Like a honorary.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'll check it out. I'll check it out for
You're
sure.
You're out there running half marathons. I bet you'll be a champion.
Well, as far as listeners connecting, we talked about your website mm-hmm. and you said your Facebook group. Tell me that again because I want to make sure we...
So on Facebook, you can always type in Military Wild, and we have our general page. We have mm-hmm. Military Wild Outdoor Community is our group that anybody can join that's military affiliated, even if there's not a chapter where they live. And so that's just finding out general information about the outdoors. And then you can always type in your state after Military Wild to see if there's a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. Yeah, there's lots of options. And you had set our website, and that's pretty much where you can find just about anything.
Perfect. And even some articles I saw, like tips and things like that.
Yeah, we write lots of blogs, and I think we just had one coming out on how to make granola, how to make trail bars. So we have lots of little things for everybody.
So loads of ways to connect. Mm-hmm. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to add, Kaylee, before we say goodbye?
No, I don't think so. I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so thankful that there are people like you out there trying to give spouses their space and to express themselves and meet one another. And I'm just thankful for that.
Oh, well, I'm happy to do it. And I am so thankful that you took your time to come on and tell listeners about your great organization. And I hope all of you guys go check it out. Even if you're not a hiker, you can go find out more before you make that decision. And just like Kaylee did, go sit in your car if you need to and think about it.
Yes. Reach out to me and I will give you 100 reasons why you should join.
Yes. So thank you for joining me today. I'm so appreciative.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, listeners, make sure and check out all the links in the show notes. And I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the MillSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @MillSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.